Welcome to WGMC at 50, a historical podcast series reflecting back on the five decades that WGMC Jazz 90.1 has been on the air in Rochester. WGMC 90.1 FM signed on for the very first time on November 1st, 1973.
We now commence with our first day of broadcast.
I'm Rob Linton, station manager of Jazz 90.1, and I've spent the past few months talking with WGMCers, past and present, and those who have had a hand in getting this radio station to where it is today, again, celebrating our 50th golden anniversary.
Welcome to the first broadcast by the Monroe Educational Radio Association Network.
We'd like to thank everybody who has participated in this series so far, and we invite you to sit back, relax, and enjoy an oral history of WGMC. At 50. Welcome to WGMC at 50. Today we have the opportunity to talk to a current host here at Jazz 90.1, host of a program called Big Road Blues every Sunday afternoon, Jeff Harris. Jeff, thanks for taking the time to chat today.
Glad to be here, Rob.
So, Jeff, you've been here. I was trying to think of this earlier today. How long have you been with Jazz 90.1 now?
I would say since the summer of 2007.
Really? That
so,
long?
Pretty long. I'm pretty long in the tooth, yes.
So taking a look back, how long have you been in radio? Like, where did you get your start, if you will?
I got my start in college at Brockport, WBSU. I did a blues show over there, and I was also music director there for a while. And then when I got out of there, you know, I realized there was no money in radio, so mm-hmm. I got a day job,
right?
But I sat in on a blues show for a number of years over at WITR, mm-hmm. and then it was a mix of old blues and new blues, and I was always interested in the old historical stuff. So I decided to wanted to do my own show. So I already knew people who were working at Jazz 90.1.
Sure,
Dave Moskal, mm-hmm. Greg Lefebvre, you know. So they pointed me in your direction. And I pitched you my show, and you fell for it, Rob.
I did. So what was it about radio that drew you initially when you were in college? I mean, obviously, you have a love for music, but what kind of steered you in that direction to try it out?
Well, I was fascinated with music since I was, you know, a teenager. I love music. I grew up in the Bronx, and I used to listen to radio all the time, but all you know, the left of the dial station, I listened to WBGO out of New Jersey. I listened to WFMU. I listened to KCR from Manhattan, from Columbia. They played all the music I was interested in, blues, jazz, all that kind of stuff. So I always liked radio. And one of the prerequisites for me going to college was that they had to have a radio station.
Okay. Yeah. Very cool. Now, what was the program on, you said, RUR, right?
WITR.
ITR, yeah. What was that program that you kind of sat in on?
I did a show with Gary Reinhart for years called Bad Dog Blues.
Okay.
It was pretty popular, you know, and it was a fun show, but, you know, I just wanted to do a different take on the blues.
Right, right. Now, the program that you put together every week is more than just throwing on some records and playing music. I mean, you really educate the listeners. And we're talking about blues from way, way back when, you primarily, what, 30s and 40s?
So we play music from the beginning of recorded blues, which is the early 1920s.
Okay.
And then we take it up to the 1980s, you know, on occasion. But we take a deep dive, very historical. We play a lot of things that not only are hard to find, but things that you won't hear anywhere else, because I know a lot of folks who have recordings, field recordings, things in archives that they let me play that, simply put, I mean, you can't hear anywhere else. They're right. Only on the show.
So when you put these shows together, you educate the listeners in a big way. That must be a lot of work to put this show together every week for you. Or is this stuff that you just happen to know off the top of your head?
I know a ridiculous amount of about old blues. I can tell you the recording date, the year, the location, you know, that kind of thing. But I do a lot of research, you know, and I'm lucky that I have a vast library of books, magazines, but I also have people all over the world that I, blues, you know, experts that I am friendly with and can just reach out to and say, hey, got a question here. Mm-hmm. So yeah, there's a lot of research.
It sounds like a really good party trick too, being able to pull all this stuff off the top of your head.
It's not great for dating though. Just put that out there.
So you've been a volunteer here at Jazz 90.1 for quite a while. You know, obviously your love for radio and your love for the music brought you here, but what has kept you, you know, again, life is busy, right? What has kept you volunteering your time every week for a station like ours?
I don't go casual about things. I'm very obsessive and compulsive, not just about music, but about books,
sure,
about everything. You know, if I see a movie by a director I like, I will go and see every movie that director ever did. So I'm all in,
yeah,
you know, and that's it for blues and radio. I'm all in, you know. Yeah.
How important do you think what you do is for the sake of the music? In other words, you talk about, you know, some various blues shows and things like that, but you have a very important role, right, in keeping that music in front of people and educating people as well, right?
I think it's important. I think blues, along with jazz, is one of the great American musics. And I think blues sometimes gets a little underappreciated, you know, and not taken as seriously when it should. You know, we focus on African-American blues music, which came out of the era of segregation. And, you know, there's a lot that goes into that. And people should know the history behind the music, you know, and that's what I try to do. But I also try to make it entertaining, too.
Sure. So, you know, being a part of a member-supported station like this for so long, I mean, obviously your experience has pretty much been in non-commercial radio, but being a part of a station like Jazz 90.1 that just turned 50 years old, what's that like for you?
It's great to be a part of a station like this. I mean, you know, those are the stations that I listen to. You know, sure. I used to love tuning into WBGO or KCR and listening to Phil Schapp out of Columbia, and those stations were on for decades, you know. And it's great to say that we're on for 50 years. You know, the station has been great for me to do what I do because I couldn't do this show anywhere else. Obviously, it's the definition of a niche show.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
But also, you know, I get to do things like sit in. You know, I love jazz music, and I've been sitting in on a regular basis on Steve Pearl's Jazz Odyssey, which has been fantastic for me. You know,
and a lot of people too don't necessarily realize, you know, that you host a website for the program. You put up a lot of archives of the program, which can be not so easy having to look back into permissions and things like that. But you really do put a lot of work in to support this music every week.
Yeah, I mean, it's a good combination for me. I mean, as much as I like old music from the 20s and 30s, I'm also really up on technology. I mean, it's also my job. So
right.
Yeah, I host the website. I do all that kind of stuff. It's a good marriage of the two things for me. Yeah, we've got like almost over 500 shows online, you know, so yeah.
Very cool. Well, is there anything that I've forgotten to ask you about your time with us or your time with the blues or with radio?
I think we've covered everything. I just will say that, you know, I know there's a lot of good blues shows around the country. I think mine is a little different in the sense that you will hear things that really you honestly will not hear elsewhere. Right. And usually it's the information is 99% accurate, I would say.
Now, is it difficult to get your hands on some of those old recordings?
As far as the old blues stuff, all of it's been reissued in some fashion or other.
Okay.
For the most part, you know, there's some stuff that's out of print and things like that. There's, you know, there's labels like Document Records out of Europe, which has issued every blues and gospel record in the pre-war era. And I've written liner notes for that company, so they've just paid me in CDs where I have the entire catalog now.
Right, so, right. It's not a bad compensation.
It's fine by me. Yeah.
Well, you can hear Jeff's program every Sunday from 5 to 7. It's called Big Road Blues on Jazz 90.1. Jeff, thank you for all of your years. And I did not remember that it was that long. It's crazy how fast time flies.
You were just a young man back then.
A young person. That's right. Bright-eyed and bushy-tailed.
Yeah.
Okay, Jeff, thank you so much. And why don't you give a plug for your website, too?
Yeah, the website is sundayblues.org. And we put our playlist show notes up there and archives. Sunday Blues was a throwback when we had people like Dave Moskal, Reckless Fever after me, We had a big block of blues and, you know, and Jim McGrath and people like that.
Yeah, you know, it's very interesting. You talk about Dave Moskal and Greg Lefebvre. You guys really took a look at both ends of the blues spectrum, right? I mean, you focused more on obviously the older stuff. Those guys focused on the newer stuff. And it really, Sunday was a jam and rock and blues afternoon and evening.
Yeah, I thought it was a great combo with those guys because, yeah, they focus on the new stuff, which I was, you know, marginally interested in, but, you know, it was a good mix for sure. And Jim McGrath was in there somewhere in the middle, you know. Mm-hmm.
So. All right, Jeff, thank you very much again for taking the time.
All right, Rob, thanks.
Thank you for checking out this episode as part of WGMC at 50, the podcast series celebrating 5 decades of Jazz 90.1 WGMC. Be sure to check back often as we plan to upload new episodes every week or two, celebrating those folks who have come through our doors, making this great radio station what it is today. Also, don't forget to check out our website. Our 50th anniversary page is loaded full of historical pictures, articles, audio, video, and so much more. This is Jazz 90.1 WGMC station manager Rob Linton. Thank you again so much for tuning in.